I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Done. Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So to start off with, as I said, we've got a bunch of questions to go through. The first one comes from Ryan Bennick, and he says, after a customer has started a trial, it's our job to help them become successful with our product. This effort will lead to long-term customer with big lifetime value. What suggestions do you have for engaging and nurturing the onboarding process, given that we know what milestones the customer will need to reach in order to become successful?
It depends heavily on who your customer is, what kind of company you run, what kind of culture you have, what you're good or bad at. But in very generic terms, if you're early in the process, I would do anything and everything possible. And I wouldn't worry if it's profitable or scalable. So you might want to drive to their office, you know, and spend an afternoon with them, get to know them, set them up. If you can't do that, you want to definitely call them, you know, talk to them, figure out why did they sign up? How did they find out about you? What are their needs? What are other things they've looked into? Build a relationship and help them succeed with whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can just go up the different steps of things that scale more, but are less personal, so they lack some context and they will lack some crucial insights. Because the crucial thing here is, whatever it is that you think you know that your new trial users need to do to be successful, you're probably wrong about a bunch of stuff. And the only way to get real insights into what they truly need to be successful, you want to spend as much time as possible trying to get to these insights. And spending time with them in person, on the phone, is going to be a lot more insightful than just sending them a survey or just automating drip emails. But there's thousands of tactics, webinars, drip emails, you know, tons of stuff that you can do to help people onboard. But I would say spend more time trying to understand truly what it takes for somebody to be successful. And don't be that fast in thinking you know what it is. Because you have a bunch of assumptions that are probably wrong.
So it's more about making sure that you go through that learning process. Just because you think something, like say, for example, they need to sign up and set up their account and they need to do X in order to make the product work, for example. Don't just assume that, throwing a video out there is going to do it. Like, you actually have to call them, talk to them, walk them through that and see what it is that kind of motivates them to actually do that.
That's one thing, but you might even be wrong about, you think, well, everybody that sets up their email account on our system will be, you know, more active and more successful. And that might be true, but it might not. Mm-hmm. Right? You really need to make sure that you're not jumping to conclusions too quickly. And also, even once you've figured out what makes somebody really successful in the onboarding process, your job is not done forever. Because people change, businesses change, your product changes, the market changes. So you want to make sure that with some level of frequency, you go and revisit and test your assumptions again and go, we always knew that this is making people successful. Is this still true today?
Right. And that goes kind of back to what I think Des said this morning about having people go through your sign-up process, for example. That's kind of what you're getting at.
I do want to mention one thing before the next question about this that sums up kind of some of it. Is the person that did the concierge onboarding course here somewhere? Because there was a concierge onboarding course. I think it was a Microsoft attendee. But basically, the tactic is called concierge onboarding. And there's a bunch of ebooks and stuff like that out there about it. I think what people jump to is the product sort of marketing and the drip emails. And instead, doing something where you're hand-holding a lot more so you can learn is much smarter. And there's a name for it, concierge onboarding. So look that up. And I think that'll give you an idea of how that sort of process would work.
Very cool. So the next question comes to us from Peter Shanley, and he says, have you seen patterns around third-party service integrations that are an important part of product strategy and when it would be most useful? For example, when are they the most strategic and helpful for acquisition, churn, revenue expansion, et cetera?
I like the last part of it better than the other parts of it because it starts with like what you're trying to improve. So any of those integrations, like usually you're trying to improve a metric. Just as